Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Mike, what a weekend for football, bro, because, you know, Saturday was just a crap day, right? It was just like, all right, don't want to be out, don't want to do anything, it's raining, not going anywhere, and then we got two really good games on Saturday, and I was like, okay, Sunday, you got to live up to it, and I thought two of the three did yesterday, and then tonight, by the way, final wild card weekend game, Monday night football, basically, in Pittsburgh, Texans taking on the Steelers.
Yeah, man. I thought last night was kind of a dud spot. The offense just couldn't get on track, and the Chargers receiver core wasn't doing anything. Herbert couldn't get anything going. But then Drake May with the big touchdown pass. And, yeah, the Patriots, all of a sudden now people are getting some juice for the Patriots. Maybe they'll be the team. I think the AFC is wide open. I mean, I think almost anybody still alive can win that. In the NFC, man, the Bears-Packers is one of the best playoff games I've seen. You know, everything we just talked about it earlier and how it ended, and obviously Packers fans are in their fields blowing an 18-point lead, but that was just amazing. And then the other storylines from the weekend, I don't know where you fall on the Philly. I've asked a lot of our experts, I've talked to Brian McFadden about it. They got so many weapons, and the Eagles are a disaster. I mean, you could win the Super Bowl as that head coach and then be fired 2 years later after what they just put out there. That's a disaster.
It is, and it was shameful what went down on the sidelines, which we'll get more into. Because in the biggest moment of the season, he made it about him. And I'm talking about the coach. Because if the coach doesn't approach the player, you don't get the reaction. And then now you're having to deal with this throughout the game. And then you lose. And said player basically daps up all his boys and says, I'm gone. So we'll get into it, Mike. Coming up, 4th and 1 is on the way. Guys, they're better without him. Are you willing to say it right now, early on, that the Hawks are playing better without Trae Young? Is it way too early? Is this too small of a sample space? Maybe it is.
State your source.
But, you know, you're talking about beating the Pelicans. Whoop-de-doo. You beat the Nuggets on Friday night.
Without Joker.
Correct. Then you turn right back around and you beat the Warriors. And Luke Kennard. Hello, where's Luke Kennard been?
Yeah.
6 3-pointers all of a sudden. Here's what I want you to hear, because as good as Luke was, this is still about Jalen and Nah. Nickeil Alexander is playing out of his mind. But Kennard, a 26-footer, and everybody's like, we've been waiting on you to be this guy all season long.
Curry's pass stolen by Jalen Johnson. Up he goes to Nickeil. Nickeil drives and lays it in. Curry just gave up on that play altogether. Nickeil Alexander-Walker with 24. Jalen's got 6 assists on the night now. Hawks lead it 112-87.
So Kennard had he had 6 3-pointers. That was a highlight from Nickeil, who also – he had 6 Hawks in double figures. And, Mike, my point is, if you're watching them play, does it feel any different? Now, McCollum still hasn't gotten in a rhythm. He had a buzzer beater, I think, to end the first half or whatever. But I think he's going to help us, because he's not going to demand the ball. The ball doesn't have to be in McCollum's hands all the time.
Right.
And then you've got Dyson Daniels right now playing the role of point guard and trying to get everybody involved. This looks good.
I mean, look, I'll give it a shot. As we said, I mean, for guys that are big Trey fans, we get that. We understand why. Nothing wrong with being a Trey fan. He did great things here. You know, ultimately, it fell short, and they decided to move on. But the Warriors, I had a guy hit me up on Twitter. Yeah, the Warriors, there's nobody. Nobody on the Warriors. Like, I know they're old, but it's still Jimmy Buck, it's Draymond Green, Steph McCurry. You know, Steph Curry. And they had a bunch of scoring off their bench. It's still Golden State. It's still going out there and getting a win, you know, in San Fran. So I'll take that over a sharp stick in the eyeball. But you're right. I think now I said Quinn Snyder, show me some imagination. And maybe, as you mentioned, Dyson handling the rock more will be some of that. We know that, you know, Jalen can bring the ball up as well. But, hey, they're getting on a little – they got a three-game win streak, Carl.
Yeah, man. They win last night again. Bottom line is we're going to see this West Coast road trip continues.
Lakers tomorrow night.
And then Portland. Yep. So, look, if you go beat the Lakers in Portland, this is a nice roadie, right? This is a nice roadie. And maybe there is something to be said about guys, Mike, relaxing and letting their hair down.
Well, I said to you the other day that, you know, perhaps there was a bit of, you know, again, the other shoe, you know, the other socks falling down. Let that other shoe go. Waiting to see where this thing is going, not knowing necessarily what your role is going to be. And this is no reflection of Trey, but it's just, you know, let's get on with the drama and let's turn the page. So, look, if they can go win, you know, 5 out of 6 next couple games, Carl, you know, because I've been, regardless of what you thought of the trade, I'm still not sold on Quinn Snyder. So let's see what he can do when this team gets some momentum and be up where they're supposed to be in a locked-in playoff position.
Man, a lot went down over the weekend. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn, them boys good. Indiana looks unstoppable. And what they did at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, guys, this weekend, I got to tell you, Mike, the game was over at halftime, right? Everybody knew that. 35-7. Right. Yeah, Oregon, you weren't coming back. You might score a couple of touchdowns, which they did. But, Mike, Oregon looks unstoppable. And, yes. And here's the deal. We talked about this Friday before we left the show. Said, hey, they don't make mistakes. They don't hurt themselves.
Not going to shoot themselves in the foot ever.
Right? And the first pass is a pick six, and you're going, oh, my God. And this thing went completely downhill afterwards. I want you to hear real quick.
I told you I didn't trust Dante Moore.
You didn't. And he was not good at all. Right. Fernando Mendoza, guys, this made it 49-15. They cruise into the national championship game.
Two receivers on the near. Fernando in the backfield. Here's the snap back. Looks to the end zone. Looks to the end zone. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown! Elijah Surratt again! Yeah. Yeah. Elijah Surratt having a night of his life.
Making big catches. So much athleticism on that squad. I mean, all I was doing late night, I was like, I'm screaming at the TV, get the starters out.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you want to beat Miami, I just don't want to see Mendoza get hurt. But, yeah, Oregon and, look, Dan Lanning, we thought he was going to come up with some secret sauce. Not even close. Look, this is one. We were late. I'm late. Both hands up, you know, about Cignetti. He's got a unique energy. You know, he's kind of a gloomy Gus. That's his thing. And maybe he's got the chip on his shoulder. He's done it. Now, can they sustain it? Well, only time will tell. But he's made the most out of it. They found the right guy in the portal. You got Mark Cuban throwing money around. Guys, there's still a cap on this, okay? It's not like they're spending more money than other teams.
Unless sure.
They are. NCAA will go find him for it. But this is amazing. And now they can wrap it up down there. And the kid who went to the same, you know, he never got recruited by Miami. It's been well documented that Fernando Mendoza, who's kind of like a new age Tim Tebow, but has a much, much higher, I think, chance to high ceiling in the pros than Tebow ever did.
Yeah, man, and final score is 56-22, but it wasn't close. He only threw for 177, but he threw for 5 touchdowns.
And when he fumbled, his lineman was right there to fall on it. It was like the catcher trailing the runner on a ground ball to first base, right?
It was. By the way, I mentioned Kurt Cignetti earlier in the season said, we just don't beat top 25 teams. We beat the hell out of them. He hasn't lied, okay? He just there's nothing about it. What
no
he said
lie told.
Is what he was saying. Here he is talking about the stories in the media. Fueled us, Mike. Media.
You all have a job to do. And a lot of times you'll piggyback off somebody else's story or belief, and there's pressure to get it nowadays with the internet, get the story out there. People really don't know our team. They don't know what we're made of, what we got, and I get it. There was a lot of skepticism after last year that we were a fluke. That team did a lot of great things and got it all started. That team never trailed till the 9th game of the year. And when it did, 10-0 in the first quarter up at Michigan State, they scored 47 straight. I think a lot of that negative stuff in the media fueled the guys returning from this team, and we added some real key pieces, you know, the main one sitting right here on my left, but other ones as well. Great leaders, great players. And we've just built off our successes. And we've won some big games on the road. And it helps when you have a quarterback play his best football when the game's on the line in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. National championship game
right
coming up Monday, the 19th, guys. It is MLK Day, 7:30. Most people be off, Mike. My guess, the numbers should look really good. Miami, I'm not counting them out by any stretch of the imagination, but this team has dominated the entire competition throughout these playoffs. So
right.
It's hard for me to bet against Indiana at this point.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time because we got to see Thursday's game. Friday, of course, Friday night, that game, we didn't get a chance to react to it. But I thought Miami looked great. I just think Indiana's at another level.
I do too.
Now, and
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Look, it's funny. They will have the home field advantage, but Indiana fans are going to pay through the nose. Ticket prices are astronomical.
Down there in Miami?
Down at the Hard Rock. But, you know, like Miami fans will go. Yeah, it'll almost be 50-50, I bet you, at the end of the day. But they're going to have – it's funny. In Hard Rock, they're going to have to play the perfect game. They're going to have – they got no margin for error against Indiana.
Yeah.
Who thought we'd ever say that in our lifetime, right?
Never.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.